in continuation to our series of making an early Shabbos, this week will be the final one for this year. We would like to discuss Be'ez Hashem, was probably the most popular and mefursim diga topic legabi early Shabbos, and that's the idea: when's the most letkatchila time to daven mincha and ma'ariv when you make an early Shabbos? And avoiding making sure that you don't have a tarta disasri. The Mishnah in Brachas, these are Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. When does the time of Mincha end? To what time could you daven Mincha? And therefore, making it, when is the earliest time you could daven Ma'ariv? Machlokes in the Mishnah, Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamim say, as long as it's day, you could daven mincha. Once it's night, you can no longer daven mincha, and therefore you could daven ma'ariv. That's Shitas Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The latest time you could daven mincha is only up until plag. Only till plag. We spoke about it last week, and we're going to speak about it this week. Plag is an hour and a quarter Zmanius, not a regular hour and a quarter, it depends how big the day is, but an hour and a quarter before night. If it's a 12-hour day, so it's an hour and 15 minutes before night. Very good, that's the general plag. We're going to discuss it soon, when plag is. If plag is sunset, so then it's an hour, Shkia now is about 8:25, it's an hour and a quarter Zmanius before that, that's plag. So you could have a mincha up until plag, and right after plag, that's already the time of ma'ariv. You can no longer daven mincha. Machlokes tanoim. How do you paskin like? When is the latest you could daven mincha, and memele, when's the earliest you could daven ma'ariv? Machlokes tanoim. The amiroyim argued is machlokes amiroyim. How you paskin like? Do you paskin like chachamim that you could daven mincha up until shkia and follow that ma'ariv, or only up until plag? Machlokes amiroyim. So how do we paskin like machlekas amarim? What do you taka do? Usually, this yachid v'rab malachik rabim yisha paskin like chacham. How do we paskin like? So the Gemara says an interesting idea: the avid kamar of it, do the avid kamar of it. However you would like, you could do. You could pick. You could choose. You could pick whether if you want to go with shitas chachamim and daven mincha up until shkia, or you could daven, or it's only up until plag. The avid kamar of it. The avid kamar of it. The Gemara says, however, la'olam kechad bidayu. Even though you have the option and you can pick however you would like to pick, meaning to say you can either go with chacham and daven mincha every day up until shkia, or you could daven, you could go with plag, Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you could daven ma'ariv already after plag. But la'olam kechad, you have to pick. What does it mean you have to pick? So these are machlekes rishonim. What does it mean? What are you picking? Many Rishonim learn that you have to be consistent with what you do. If you decide to go with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda to daven mincha until plag, and then you could daven ma'ariv after plag, then you have to go with that shita. You have to become a member over here in the plag minion, daily plag minion. You don't have to daven ma'ariv after plag by day, but mincha, if you want to daven ma'ariv by day after plag, you have to make sure to always daven mincha before plag. And the other way around, if you want to daven mincha on a regular basis, regularly you want to daven mincha after plag, so then you have to daven ma'ariv only by night. You can't daven ma'ariv before, after plag. Means not only in one day, in any day. If you can't one day like this or one day like that. You have to pick. Some Rishonim, the Taisis Arash, the Meiri learn that this La'olam Kechad is only in one day. In one day, you can't daven mincha after plag. For an example, today, plag 6:51, we'll go with the earlier plag. 6:51 is plag. You can't daven mincha after 6:51. And say, you know, I'm davening mincha after plag because I go with chacham, and you're allowed to daven mincha till night. And then a few minutes later, at 7:30, daven ma'ariv because you're saying I go with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to daven ma'ariv after plag. So you have to, in one day, you have to pick either Kechachamim or Rabbi Yehuda. It's one of the two. You can't switch in the same day. But in a different day, you're allowed to pick. It means one day go Kechachamim and daven Mincha up until night. And then the next day, daven Ma'ariv after Plag. What's La Halacha? Meaning to say is we have a Machlokes Rishonim in the picking. If you pick Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda, how to pick? What's La Halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tfilas Mincha, the Shulchan Aruch says, I read you the Lashon, Vasikna the Ovid Kamar of the Ovid Kamar, the Ovid Kamar of the Ovid Kamar of it, Vuhu Shiyasa La Oilam Kechad Minayu, and the Mishavura says, it means, Vuhu the Yasa La Oilam Kechad Minayu means that even from one day to the next day, a person should not switch from one day to the next, you should try to either go Kechachamim or Rabbi Yehuda. I have an uncle that davens very often in the Plag minyan over here, Ma'ariv. So he makes sure to always daven mincha before Plag. Make sure to daven mincha. He knows we had the earliest minchas in Brooklyn, Shema Shabbos. Like this, not to get stuck in davening mincha after Plag. In the winter, Plag is at 3:30, so you have to make sure to daven mincha before Plag. To go, to be consistent, not only in the same day, even from one day to the next day. However, says the Rambam, b'di'evid or b'shas atchak, one could switch from one day to the next. You usually go kechachamim, you're heading out to the airport, and you're not going to be able to daven later, so you could come and join here at Daven Ma'ariv after the plag. And the Mishnah Berurah even says that this shas atchak, you'll have to do a letchatchila. You don't even have to feel bad. It's not like you're doing something b'di'evit. If it's b'shas atchak, you can't daven later, letchatchila, you could go on Daven Ma'ariv after the plag. These two things. The Ramah said, B'shas atchak and b'di'evit. B'di'evit means you did it already. If you did it already, it's fine. You did it. You davened. You did it.
Mishnah Berurah
is saying that shas atchak is l'chatchila. Shas, in a case of shas atchak, whatever the example would be.
Which is b'di'evit,
shas atchak. These shas atchak and these b'di'evit. The Ramah says, the Lashon HaRamah, either b'di'evit or b'shas atchak, you could switch and do one day Rabbi Yehuda, one day Kechacham. It means, let's say if you always do Kechacham and daven up until night, you could switch one day. But says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only allowed only to switch from one day to the other day. But let's say you're running late, you run here and you daven Mincha here, you run somewhere, you daven Mincha after Plag, and then you still have to do something and you want to daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, before night, that you can't do. The heter of b'di'ev m'shas atchak is only from one day to another day, not in the actual day. You can't do tarta d'sasri.
Not like the Me'iri and the Taisa Rosh.
The Me'iri and the Taisa Rosh explain the Gemara that not switching from one, switching back and forth is only in the same day. The Shulchan Aruch says that b'di'evid you could do it, and b'shas atchak, but the Me'iri and the Taisa Rosh also say you're not allowed to do it on the same day. They're not discussing about b'shas atchak and b'di'evid. They're discussing what the Gemara says not to switch. That they explain only means on the same day. But that's not. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about b'di'evid b'shas atchak. Let's now move on. Obviously, what we all, if you make an early Shabbos, we all touch upon this Shaila. What happens on a Friday, you want to make early Shabbos. So you could run into two problems in Tarta D'Sasri. Two problems. One is, if let's say you always daven Mincha up until night, most of us do that on a regular basis, you don't make sure to daven Ma'ariv before 6:51. You daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, after Shkia, whenever you daven Mincha, I'm sorry, you daven Mincha even after Plag. So today you want to make an early Shabbos. So what do you want to do? You want to go best case scenario to daven Mincha before Plag and Ma'ariv after Plag, regular l'tchatchila. But technically you're switching from a regular day which you go with Chachamim, and today you want to go with Rabbi Yehuda to daven Mincha before Plag and Ma'ariv after Plag. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Shabbos that you daven Ma'ariv early, makdim al aspal arvus yosiv imaisach choil, who with Plag and Mincha ready, you could be madlik neiris, Kabbalah Shabbos and Daven Ma'ariv. And the Goyin says, why could you Daven Ma'ariv Erev Shabbos even before night? So he says, because it's Rabbi Yehuda, Bir Agra. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Shulchan Aruch is coming to say that even though you always go kechachamim and daven mincha up until night, erev Shabbos you could switch and go kashitas Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. You could switch. Regularly, we saw on Hilchas Tevilah, you're not supposed to switch from one day to the next. But for Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. L'tchatchilah, you're allowed to make an early Shabbos and switch and go Keshitas Rabbi Yehuda. For now, we're not discussing yet a Tarta D'Sasri in today itself. We're talking about you're going to have a Mincha today at 6:30, and you're going to have a Ma'ariv after 6:51, after Plag. But you're switching from yesterday to today. Even though you're switching from yesterday to today, it's fine because it's Erev Shabbos. Why is Erev Shabbos different? What's the tzad milah of Erev Shabbos? So I want to share with you a Moiri de Gepnei Yeshua. He says three reasons why it is a milah of Erev Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua goes on the Gemara in Brachas, Rav Matzli Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, Rav Yusadav Mairev. Mairev of tonight, he used to daven on Erev Shabbos. Why did he daven Mairev of tonight on Erev Shabbos? So the Pnei Yeshua says like this, the following. Reason number one, since there's a mitzvah to be moisef on choil to make Shabbos, tois with Shabbos, since there's a mitzvah to add on, so memeila, at the mitzvah of tois with Shabbos, you're already allowed to daven Mairev. That's reason number one. The Chai Adam brings it. The Mishnah Berurah says these words also. To keep in the mitzvah, l'hoisa mochayla l'kodesh, some amela, you're ready, you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv. Even though, very nicely, makabel Shabbos early, there's no reason you should daven Ma'ariv. You could be makabel Shabbos and then go to shul and learn, or be at home with the family, but you don't have to technically daven Ma'ariv. But that's reason number one why you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv today, Erev Shabbos, because of the reason why you could have a Ma'ariv early is because of the mitzvah of being moisef on Shabbos. That's reason number one. Reason number two, says the Pnei Yeshua, since Rav didn't want to eat so late, he didn't want to eat so late the meal, and these are halacha, asal adam she yoichel at she yispalel, you're not allowed to sit down to eat till you daven. So that, therefore, he davened Ma'ariv early so he could be able to eat the Suda afterwards. Reason number two why we could have a Ma'ariv early today, even before Shabbos. This afternoon we could have a Ma'ariv early. We're going to discuss it. And thanks, Max, you brought up the idea. We're going to discuss about these. Technically, maybe you could eat the Suda early and then have a Ma'ariv later. We're going to get to that, Be'ez Hashem, a little later to see if that would be a way out. But reason number two, says the Pnei Yeshua, the reason why you could daven Ma'ariv early is because to be able to eat the Suda. You don't want to eat so late tonight, so maybe you could daven Ma'ariv early. Reason number three, says the Pnei Yeshua, you know why you could daven Ma'ariv early and only Erev Shabbos? Meaning to say, is you go kechachamim, that Ma'ariv is really by night. Still, you could take a switch, Erev Shabbos. Why could you switch today and daven Ma'ariv early? Says the Pnei Yeshua, very good. Yitzi, excellent. In the base, the Ma'ariv is keneged the Hector Evarim. When did they bring the Evarim? When was this man Hector Evarim? This man Hector Evarim was by day, after the Tamat Shalbein Arabayim, and also Kol HaLayla. How do we know the Mishnah? That's him. Kol HaLayla at Chatzos. But the Zman was by day, and who had been by night? That's when the Zman went was brought. Therefore, what happened today after they brought the Tamat Shalbein Arabayim? When did they bring the Evarim? When did they put it on the Mizbeach? Says the Pnei Yeshua, they must have put it on Erev Shabbos before night. Because why should you put it on Shabbos, which is a Chilul Shabbos, if you don't need it? You could put it on this afternoon. So says the Pnei Yeshua, since Erev Shabbos they put on the Evarim Friday afternoon, so the time of Myra Friday afternoon switches from all the rest of the week. So that's reason number three why one could daven Ma'ariv Erev Shabbos differently than the rest of the week. You could daven Ma'ariv Friday afternoon.
What did they usually do in the Beis HaMikdash? They usually did it.
We're going to speak about it. The Mara Ketziah, very good, in a minute. I just want to share with you a beautiful Chassam Sofer, the Zayda. The Chassam Sofer goes on the Pasuk Vayifka B'Makam in Parshas Vayetze, We was Meir of Mesukin. Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin. Vayifka b'mokim kivo Hashemesh. He came and the Eibishter wanted they should stop in Har Moriah. So therefore, kivo Hashemesh, the sun was already on the way down. He stopped there and he davened Meir. So Tosfos in Brachos asks a question. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you could daven Meir when it's still day, so then I understand kivo Hashemesh, even though it wasn't night yet, you were able to daven Meir. But if you hold like Chachamim, Chacham said you could only daven Meirav by night. Yaakov Avinu made Meirav and he davened Meirav when it was still day. What did Chacham do with that? That's what Tosfos asks a question. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know when it was when Yaakov Avinu got here? It was Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, the Zman Hector Evarim, was Friday afternoon. So therefore he davened Meirav by day. So what we have right now is that the Zman Meirav is Friday afternoon as opposed to the rest of the week. Zman Meirav would be by night. The Moirik Tzia asks a question on this. The Moirik Tzia says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says, when was the Zman that they brought the Evarim, like we just mentioned before, the Zman Evarim was actually by day, and it wasn't Nifsal by night. If you didn't get around to do it by day, you were able to do it by night. The Gemara in Psachim, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, so he says, since Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, what happened Shabbos afternoon? When were they makter Devarim? When did they bring Devarim? Says the Moirik Tzia, he says, they brought Devarim Shabbos afternoon. That's when they brought it. They could have waited to Matzah Shabbos. No. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, they would doicha Shabbos to bring it on Shabbos.
Well, it's also because Shabbos and Shabbos.
Very good. He even brings that. Very good. Well said. Meaning to say is it was a carbon of Shabbos. Excellent. Yitzi. So therefore, they didn't just stop bring it on Shabbos. It was really a carbon of Shabbos. That's why they were allowed to do it. Very good. But says Rabbi Yaakov Emden the Barak Tzio, if that's the case, I am positive almost always they brought the Hector Chalav, the Ivarim, they put it on Gabi Mizbeach, they put it in the afternoon. And therefore, it wasn't only Friday, it was every single day of the year, they put it in the afternoon, not at night. So why do we daven Meirav at night? We daven Meirav is not because when it was put on the Mizbeach, the Meirav is connected when it got burnt on the Mizbeach. That's what the Meirav is Mesukin. So therefore, he takes away the third shot of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says Friday is different because Friday they put it on in the afternoon. He says, no, they put it on in the afternoon every single day. And Meirav is not when they put it on. Meirav is actually when it got burnt. Just one more idea why we could have a Meirav Friday afternoon. The Tzad, why these, say, so to speak, if you could switch or even not to switch, and why do we daven Meir Friday afternoon as opposed to the other days? So the Prima Gadim goes with the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Pri Chadash says, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yutes, Kolam Espalul Be'erev Shabbos Ve'omer Vayechulu. Whoever says Vayechulu, Maila Olav Akosav Ki Ilu Nasa Shutav Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who says Vayechulu tonight is like you're a Shutav Amaisa Bereshis. He's Medayik. The Gemara says whoever says Vayechulu Erev Shabbos. Why Erev Shabbos? So he explains the Maila of saying it Erev Shabbos is because as if you're bringing on Shabbos early, but Kolo Omer Vayechulu means you davened Meirav Meboid Yoy. So he says, Makan, that's why you could daven Meirav Erev Shabbos and Boid Yoy. So with all the reasons, to get back to what we're discussing now, Shitas, even if you go with the Shita that you can't switch from day to day from Rabbi Yehuda Kechachamim, Erev Shabbos has a leniency, and this afternoon you can have a Mincha before Plag, Meirav after Plag, and rely on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. However, says the Mishnah Brura and the Poskim, this is only a leniency for davening today. Plaga Mincha is 6:52. Daven Mincha before, let's say 6:30, 6:35, or even earlier, and daven Meirav after Plag. However, a 7 o'clock minyan would be a tarta de sasri in today itself. Meaning to say, if you daven Mincha at 7 o'clock, your Meirav will be about, let's say, depends how fast, let's say 7:35.
That's
something like that. Plag, the at 7:35. So therefore, what, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's 8 o'clock, what'd say?
Even if it's 7:15, it's still up.
No, it doesn't make a difference when. We'll just see in a second why, but you daven mincha 7 o'clock, followed by Meir of whatever time it is, and therefore it's time to the sasri, and one should really refrain and not daven that mincha Meir. Many do it, we'll see, but one should not daven such a mincha Meir, it's time to the sasri. However, the Mishnah Brewer, the Shitas, what are the ones that are that rely, yes, to daven at 7 o'clock? These are Shitas HaDerech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim, the Nesivus, says that since these places that daven on a daily basis, they do this Tarta Desasri, it's a B'dievet, but they do it to daven Mincha after Plag, followed by Meiriv, Tarta Desasri. Says the Derech HaChaim, I hold that at least for Shabbos, I hold you could daven, for Shabbos, you could do Tarta Desasri. That's the Shitas HaDerech HaChaim. You can daven Tarta Desasri. He brings that some are noyig. We'll see what, why they're mekel, but some are noyig to be mekel and daven mincha before mincha after plak followed by Meir of Tarta Desasri. And therefore, for Shabbos I allow. Why do those daven mincha and Meir with a Tarta Desasri? Since it's a tircha to bring everybody back, to be ma'asif everybody, to bring everybody back together again, al tircha de tzibura, you allow to daven in a case of Tarta Desasri. You can daven today at 7 o'clock and do Tarta Desasri. Very important, that's only Bitsibur. If you go away to a place that doesn't have a minyan and you want to daven early Shabbos, there you don't have the heter of Tarta Desasri. It means even if you daven every single Friday, 7 o'clock, comfortably, you daven 7 o'clock, Tarta Desasri, you rely on Derech HaChaim. When you go to a place, to a hotel somewhere, and you don't have a minyan, there you shouldn't daven 7 o'clock, because there you don't have the heter of Tarta Desasri.
Isn't Tarta Desasri only because other people are going to see?
No, Tarta Desasri is not a Maris Ayin. Tarta Desasri is that
who? No, not Titus.
No. It's not about Marasai, and it's about you have to be go with one sheet. The meaning to say is in your mincha ma'ariv of today. If you daven mincha at 7 o'clock, means you hold like chachamim today. Why? Because like Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to daven mincha anymore at 7 o'clock. So then you can't 20 minutes later go and daven ma'ariv and say because of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. 20 minutes ago you daven mincha, you didn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So you got to make up your mind, at least in one day. Maybe even have to make up your mind and from day to day, but at least in that day you have to make up your mind.
Is that what we rely on for the daily mincha ma'ariv?
We're not going to discuss it now, but these could be it's even better to daven mincha right before plag and then ma'ariv right after plag than davening mincha right before shkia and ma'ariv after shkia. Because really, after shkia is a ben hashmoshes time. It's a discussion for itself.
That's
but
something that many shuls do.
That's a discussion. We'll just speak about it a little bit afterwards about mincha ma'ariv with the shkia. But that's a question, a general question, not even to do with Tarta Desasri, with Plager. Yeah, that's a question. Waiting a few minutes. Well, it is, but it's really in Chachamim itself when the time of Meirv comes after Mincha. We'll speak about it. Even right after we'll discuss. I want to just move along over here. So that's the Shitas HaDerech HaChaim, that you could daven Erev Shabbos literally Tarta Desasri. However, the Mishnah Brura says that you should not rely on it. And he's, the Bir Alocha explains the reason why not to rely on it. First of all, he says that Achroinim do not bring a La'alocha. And he says they don't bring a La'alocha because there's no Makor for this Heter and Shas. The Gemara actually says you can't do Tarta Desasri. And he says even a little bit more. He says that since Bizmanenu, says the Chavetz Chaim, we don't rely on it during the week to daven mincha ma'ariv with Tarta Desasri. One should not daven mincha ma'ariv Erev Shabbos in a way of Tarta Desasri. One should not daven today 7 o'clock, which by davening 7 o'clock, your ma'ariv is going to be, mincha ma'ariv are going to be after plag. So what is the Eitzah? What is the solution if you want to daven mincha a little later than plag? Today the plag is 6:51. In the next couple of weeks, the plag is going to fly back, and it's going to be, let's say, even close to a half hour early today, starting to shrink. Now, okay, 6:30 daven mincha. Maybe it's too early. Maybe not. For somebody this week, he can't daven so early. 6:30. He wants a daven later. So we're going to go through. We have a couple of solutions. The first option, which is commonly accepted, is to go with the later plug. We spoke about it last week. We'll just review it to get the idea. The early plug, which is mainly, let's say, the minyan over here, goes with the earlier plug. That's the plug to break up the day from Nates till Shkia. Break that up into 12 parts, and an hour and a quarter before Shkia, that's when plug is. So therefore, today plug is 6:51. It's a little more than an hour and a quarter, literally, because it's Manius. Then there's a later plug, that's the Magen Avraham, known as the Magen Avraham's plug. You go to my Zmanim, they only show the earlier plug. If you log in, you make an account, you could see there's a Magen Avraham plug also. That's a later plug. And that's a cheshm from Tseis HaKechavim, from Alois HaShachar to Tseis HaKechavim. It's a bigger day. Besides that it's a bigger day, the hours are bigger, you also have an hour and a quarter from later. An hour and a quarter is an hour and a quarter from when? An hour and a quarter from night, from Tseis HaKechavim. So therefore, today Tseis HaKechavim Rabbeinu Tam, let's say, is 9:34. So an hour and a quarter Zmanius before that is 7:51.
Does it come with the Rabbeinu Tam's Tseis?
Very good. Morty, excellent. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that. I'll explain what Morty's saying in just a minute. So therefore, if plaque today is 7:51, you could daven mincha about 7:15. I have a minyan of two minyanim, one with the earlier plug, one with the later plug. And that minyan davens these weeks around 7:15. They want to daven early. They don't want to just daven mincha right before 7:51. Then you almost don't gain anything. They want to daven early, not that early. So they daven 7:15. Like this, by the time you're davening Meir, if it's after 7:48. 7:48 is the Magen Avraham plug today. Look, that's a very, it's an excellent idea. You go with the Magen Avraham's plug. So the mail, it's not tired to the Sasri. However, I'll show you that you could daven this week even 7 o'clock and not be over and tired to the Sasri. Even with the Magen Avraham, even and going before and after plaque. Why? And it's actually commonly accepted in Lakewood, such minyanim. If you move back, we explained the Magen Avraham's plaque is from Alois till night, an hour and a quarter before night, that's when plaque is. Who said night is 72 minutes? Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But if you move back the night, whether if it's a Moshe that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree it's earlier, the different shitas, the Menchas Kayin, you move back night, let's go with 50 minutes after Shkia. So tonight, instead of night being 9:34, you save 22 minutes, night is actually 9:12. So it's not going to be 22 minutes earlier because with Zmanius, but it's, let's say, around 20 minutes earlier. So instead of the plag today being 7:48, let's move it back about 20 minutes. So instead of 7:48, it's 7:28, right around there. So therefore, if you daven 7 o'clock today, it's not a problem because you're going to daven after the Magen Avraham's plag, but you move back the plag. You move back the plag because the plag is counted from Alois till night, but night is only if you go at 72. My Zmanim's Magen Avraham plag is the Magen Avraham with the plag of Tseis HaKechavim 72. But if you move back Tseis HaKechavim to 50, then an hour and a quarter Zmanius moves back.
What does the Magen Avraham hold when Tseis is?
So, that's a good question.
You're taking pieces from here and you're stuffing it together. I'll use this guy for that.
We'll discuss afterwards. I want to just go to the third Eitzer. You're right.
You one thing to use another to make a sukkah kosher over here.
I want to discuss it afterwards, and it's a whole. There was people that were against it in Lakewood when they started. I want to discuss. I want to just do one final. I want to try to end on time. I want to bring one more idea, an option. And this is talking what Max, you brought out idea about another Eitzah. We have different times when you could daven, but these are Eitzah, which this is a good idea technically to save on other problems also. We spoke about it, that if you, these other coolest that come out from early Shabbos, obviously a lot of Klal Yisrael make early Shabbos, but the Eitzah would technically be eat the Suda, be Bekabel Shabbos, eat the Suda, and then go daven Ma'ariv later. Daven Ma'ariv go kirek chachamim, and daven Ma'ariv later after 72. Find the latest Ma'ariv in town, So you have no tarta the sastris, not from one day to the next, not on the same day. You don't have to daven at 6:30, not at 7, not 7:30. Eat the suda first. And the Magen Avraham, says in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Katanei, the Magen Avraham says Dim Roitza Lakabel Shabbos and Boid Yomu Lakadosh Velecha. It's fine. The Magen Avraham says it's fine. You can eat the suda and then afterwards daven Ma'ariv. That would technically be a good idea. However, the Archolkim, the Goyin over there says that I have a raya that you can't eat the suda before you daven Ma'ariv from the Gemara that we said before, the Pnei Yeshua. Rav daven Ma'ariv Friday afternoon and then ate the suda because he wanted to eat the suda, so he daven Ma'ariv first. So the Goyan says, I see from the Gemara they're supposed to daven Ma'ariv and then eat the suda. As well as the Kaf HaChaim brings, so that's the Goyan brings a raya from the Gemara. And the Kaf HaChaim says that from the Arizal, pi Kabbalah, not to change the Seder, there's a Seder, how Shabbos comes about, Kabbalah Shabbos, Meir of the Suda. Api Kabbalah, he goes in and he says that Mamela, there's a Seder, Advarim, Shabbos, and then eat the Suda. So this is a questionable Eitzah about getting around eating and then the Davening Meir. So just to conclude, we spoke about davening Ma'ariv early Erev Shabbos. It's okay to daven Ma'ariv and today pick Shitas Rabbi Yehuda even though you go Kechachamim. However, davening Ma'ariv after Plag, when you daven Mincha after Plag, that's really something the Mishnah Berurah says one should really not do. And we explained these one Plag is the early Plag, these a later Plag, and if you move the later Plag a little earlier, so you just, if you cheshbon and make sure to move your Zmanim, you can never have one Zman across the from Pesach to Sukkot. You have to move the Zman, but you're pretty flexible to go with a Plag and therefore not having Tarat the Sasri in the same day. The Shabbos. 7:30.